Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Brittany Shepard. Idalia strengthening as it churns in the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to make landfall north of Cedar Key on Florida's west coast tomorrow morning. National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan says today is the last day to get out of the path of what he calls a catastrophic event.
We have hurricane warnings in effect in places like Valdosta, Tallahassee, up here into portions of the northern Florida Peninsula. So there's going to be significant wind impacts, potentially long-duration power outages. So people are going to want to be in their safe place by tonight.
Job postings in July dropped. Business is scaling back more than expected. The second report shows that consumer confidence is down with stubborn inflation lingering and high interest rates cutting into budgets. Police at the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill still don't have a motive for the deadly killing of a faculty member yesterday in a science lab. Amazon is testing a new minimum shipping threshold, with $35 up from the $25. This is ABC News. Sources tell ABC News about 30 attended a private funeral for Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin at a St. Petersburg cemetery today. Officials confirmed Prigozhin's death last week in a plane crash. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said he would not attend. Gas prices are down a bit after weeks of increases, but it's probably short-lived.
It may be a quick decline, but the Energy Department is reporting in the past week the average price of regular unleaded nationwide went down about 6 cents to $3.81 a gallon, mostly because wholesale gas prices went down. But analysts say that's about to change. Between hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico, refinery issues, and Labor Day travel demand, prices are likely going to be heading right back up. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise has been diagnosed with multiple myeloma. The House Majority Leader made the announcement today, saying he started treatment that is expected to last several months. Scalise says he expects to return to Washington and work during his treatment. Brittany Shepard, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking for public feedback on their 2023 Americans with Disabilities Act transition plan. The ADA transition plan is highlighted by efforts to improve accessibility throughout the state highway system, including roadside facilities and public rights-of-way improvements. Anybody interested in providing the Department of Transportation with feedback can partake in a public comment period through September 27th. The number of older incarcerated individuals is rising in Wisconsin, leading to increased medical costs and infrastructure changes for prisons. According to WPR, of the 20,000 incarcerated individuals in Wisconsin, 3,000 of them are over the age of 55. That number has reportedly tripled over the last 20 years. As a result, the Wisconsin Department of Corrections needs to make changes to ensure older incarcerated individuals have access to help with things like showering, dressing, and eating. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming live and around the world on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the spectacular Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board, our producer and engineer. It is Tuesday, August 28th, 2023. A little bit like my last date. Got off to a bad start there.
Yeah, sorry about that. I realized I was playing the one that did not have the introduction. Fantastic Terry Barr.
I know. Isn't she great? People ask me, they say, who does your intro? I said, as you say, the fantastic Terry Barr.
Yes.
I used to watch her on Channel 3, and now I get to call her a colleague. How cool is that?
She was on the news?
Yeah, she was.
There's a lot of things I don't know about
Terry Barr
at Civic
used
Media.
To anchor. She'll correct me if I'm wrong. I think she was the 10 o'clock anchor with Eric Franke for a long time on Channel 3, also nice. On WOLX. I mean, she is a broadcast media institution. And it also turns out, once you start working with her, you find out not only is she talented, she's also just a fantastic person as well.
Definitely.
So there you go. We have a great team here at Civic Media, including Mr. Zommers, including Terry Barr. And including all of you for listening. Great to be back in the home studio, the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square here in Madison. Again, thanks to Phil Nee, station manager at WRCE, WRCO, out in Richland Center, where we were yesterday. Great crew. Always great to be back out in the RC. By the way, Mr. Zommers, what the heck is happening at the Overture Center today? Because I came into the ramp to park, and I had to park up like in the clouds today.
I have no idea.
Did you? Well, you get here so early, you probably didn't notice. But it's hopping out there on State Street.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because, like you said, I got here at like 5:40, and so I just got to park wherever I wanted.
And Zommers is like, I got an hour and 58 minutes, and I'm out of here, or just under. Well, it's a great day. It's a fantastic day to be here in Madison. I have a great show on tap coming up in hour number two. Our friend and colleague, who seems to be in a very good mood today, the one, the only Luke Mathers, co-host of the program you just got done listening to, Town Call with Will Walter. And Luke was in a fine mood today. He'll be in hour number two. I have a feeling it's because of this cup, or at least the team that it represents in my hand. It is the Milwaukee Brewers. Did you listen last night, or the Brewers won another one?
I did not listen. What time was the game?
I was listening to it on WRCE in Richland Center on the way back, 107.7. So I would say kind of a 7 o'clock start maybe last night.
Yeah, I guess I could have listened to or watched that, but yeah. I did not. But I did see the score. And they're doing it again, it seems.
Yeah, a huge game, a huge series on tap down in Chicago with the Cubs. Brewers in first place, 4 games up, I believe, going in. And if the Cubs, you know, would sweep them, they'd be within a couple of games, the Brewers. But holy cow, last night, Christian Yelich led off the game, first pitch, first swing, home run on Wrigley Field. I think the Brewers racked up 3 or 4 runs in that first inning and went on to beat the Cubbies.
I think it was 4, yeah.
Yeah. And so now Brewers up 5 games over the second place Cubs in the NL Central. So really, really fantastic. A lot of fun. I'm just trying to look up. It's either 8 or 9 game win streak now. And see if I say one thing, it's going to be Luke Mathers would know off the top of his head.
He would.
So 9 game win streak, the longest streak for the Brewers since an 11 game streak back in 2011. Quote, it's so many guys doing their jobs, unquote, according to manager Craig Counsell. And quote, that's what it takes. It's different guys. That was after returning, a 5-2 home trip. Chicago committed 2 costly errors and finished with 5 hits last night. So the Brewers on a 9-game win streak. They will try to make it 10 this afternoon or tonight. We'll get you the game time on that. We'll be on WRCE in Richland Center. And also, if you listen to us on up in the Fox Valley, the Big 1100, AM 1100, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh. But Luke will be in hour number 2 to talk to us about the Brewers and so much more. Tuesday Tangents with Luke after the 2 o'clock news. Here's the deal. Here's what I want you to call in on today. I hope you got your stories ready. Talked about this a little bit yesterday. Do you have Spectrum? It used to be called Charter. Do you have the Spectrum television, phone, or internet? And do you have a horror story? And, to be fair, if you have a good story about Spectrum, did you have a particularly good experience? We're going to come back from the break, and I'm going to tell you an abbreviated version of my experience over the now 2+ months with Spectrum, and my service is still not adequate. I have a 5th Spectrum guy coming out to my apartment after I get off this afternoon to try to get this fixed. I will tell you the story. I want you to call in and tell me, do you think I'm in the right or do you think I'm in the wrong? I'll open it up to listeners. And what is your horror Spectrum story? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We could talk about national politics. We could talk about state politics. But by golly, we're going to talk about something that matters. Are you sick and tired of your cable and internet and phone not working if you're a Spectrum customer? Have you had a bad experience? This is your day to vent. And, by the way, Tammy Baldwin, our U.S. Senator, is on the Senate committee that oversees commerce and telecommunications, also on the subcommittee. So call us, text us, your Spectrum horror story, 844-967-2789. Back on the other side of the break, this is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 5288. And tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level out for around 49. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Bright sunshine expected Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 78. 85 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 75.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing so. Welcome back to the Tolerable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zomer is on the board. Glad to be back here in Madison, the world headquarters. Glad to have you along. Talking about a first world problem. I get that. I recognize there are bigger problems out there. But I do think it's important in this regard. And Mr. Zomer brought this up during the break. It's not just Charter Spectrum where people have been frustrated. There are other telecommunication companies out there as well. And it gets a little bit into what we were talking with the USDA State Director, Julie Lassa, yesterday on the show. Appreciate her coming on. Talking about this $28 million that the Biden administration is investing in the Reedsburg utility in southwest Wisconsin, which will serve a number of communities, bringing high-speed internet. And part of the problem has been that the large telecoms like Charter, Spectrum, AT&T, who else do we have out there? I mean, you've got T-Mobile to a certain degree, Verizon, others.
Comcast.
I don't know if you said thank that or you. Not. Yep. No, I did not. They give huge amounts of money to legislators. And so then you have other smaller telecoms, local telecoms throughout Wisconsin who offer the same internet services. But oftentimes, there's not the infrastructure or the ability to get those services to customers. And when you ask a state legislator, people like State Senator Howard Markline, co-chairman of the Joint Finance Committee, Tony Kurtz, member of the Joint Finance Committee, both Republicans, who voted to take out money out of the state budget that Governor Evers had put in. Remember, we had a $7 billion, now a $4 billion surplus of our tax money. Governor Evers wanted to put in 200 and some odd million into high-speed internet. State Senator Howard Markline said, well, we're going to take it out because we just can't find people to actually install it. He said that, a version of that. And the reality is, in that same part of the state, the Biden administration is giving $28 million in a loan to the Reedsburg utility to bring us high-speed internet. So part of this whole thing is that our legislators, in particular the Republican Party, but don't be confused, I'm sure there's Democrats too, who have voted in favor of large telecom companies to make it tougher to get service to parts of our state. But we're going to set that aside for a minute and ask you if you have a horror story about a telecom you've worked with. In particular, I want to focus on Spectrum today. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. You could also text us via the Civic Media app. Download the app at your iPhone or Android app store. Open it up. There's an icon there to either text or give us a call. Let's start off with actually, a good piece of news for Spectrum. Here's a listener listening to us on WRJN. RJN, one of our new stations down in Racine in Kenosha in southeast Wisconsin. This listener says, hey, Todd, I've had or been a Charter Spectrum customer for the last 25 years. So far, I have not had any horror stories. I do live in southeast Wisconsin, specifically Lake Geneva. Beautiful community there, Lake Geneva. I'm not sure if that makes any difference. All right, very good. I mean, we'll talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. I'm going to give you my story in brief because I've run this by a couple of friends and they said, Todd, that's too long of a story. You can't. So I'll give you the brief version of it. I moved into a new apartment here in the city of Madison. It's a new construction. Don't get too excited. They call it a micro one bedroom. to give you an idea. Todd is not living large on the hog, all right?
Are you in like a prison bedroom or something?
Well, not quite that. But they title it a micro one bedroom. It's one step above an efficiency studio apartment. So this is not, you know, some luxury place. But it's a very nice place. New construction. And so I was one of like the first five people in the building. And so I moved in, and I want to get the date straight. I moved in on the 22nd of June. I went to my local Spectrum place here in Madison, tried to get the move done. They told me that it wasn't coded right. It was coded as a commercial building, not residential. So I had to get stuff from my property manager. I went back. They said, well, that's, and so this person that was helping me, he put some stuff in. He goes, could I have your phone? I said, why do you need my phone? Well, we're changing your service to your cell phone. I said, no. I'm here to change my service, my apartment, my cable, and my internet. Oh. So he gave me a new box. I said, last time I was here a couple of days ago, the other person said I didn't need a new box. He insisted I did. Fine. I took it home. Hooked it up. Internet was shaky. I got about half of the channels I was supposed to get. Had a Spectrum person come out. First person had all the boxes and whistles, checked everything, said that the service in my apartment was not equal to the amount of juice, I'll put it in layman's terms, as was coming in from the outside. Said I probably had, you know, it was something they had to fix at the office, or I needed a new box. Another guy, an hour later, who was in the area, who was more of an outside tech, he actually came in because he used to be an inside tech. He had a very different, he said, no, the problem was the outside of the building, but it might be affected on the inside too. You're going to have another tech come out because I'm more of an outside guy and not an inside guy. Okay, fine. Had another guy. So I called I was frustrated by this point, waited about a week. I had two Spectrum guys come up. And here's the first thing that really ticks me off. This guy claimed to be, because I call them full bird Spectrum people that come with a Spectrum truck and they have a Spectrum uniform. I call those full bird Spectrum people. Then you've got the contractors who show up with their car or their pickup and they got a little magnetic sign that says Spectrum. All right. So the first person was a contractor. The second person was a full bird Spectrum outside guy. The third person and the fourth, they came in a pair, was a contractor. I said, I asked for a full bird Spectrum person. He said, quote, we don't have any full-time Spectrum techs, only
contractors.
Thank you. Only contractors. So I let him, he says, no, they were there for an hour and said, by the way, my internet did get better. I'll say that. But said that the problem was on the outside from the pole into the building. And I had to have yet another Spectrum guy come in that he would put the ticket in and expedite it and said, the latest you will have service and it will be fixed, let me get this straight, would be on Friday, August 4th. So I will have service 7 days later, Friday, August 4th. It is now, today, the 29th of August. I never got an email, a phone call, but I did get this on Friday. An automated phone call from the billing department that said they were about to disconnect me because my bill, by the way, now is around $400 and some odd. So I had to have a long, I haven't yelled, I haven't sworn. I said, look, I'm not paying this because I'm not getting the service that I'm supposed to be having. They finally agreed, said they were going to delay disconnecting me until it got resolved. I said, I just need an outside tech to fix this problem so the same amount of juice gets to my apartment. They said, you have to have an inside guy. I said, I don't need an inside guy. They said, well, you can't get an outside guy unless we send an inside guy first. I'm not making this up.
I said,
is it true or false? Do you only have contract people as technicians now? She said, no, that's false. I said, so you're supposedly the lead person in Madison contractor guy lied to me. She said, well, all I can tell you is that we do have both. So I have a fifth Spectrum person coming to my apartment this afternoon around 6 o'clock. Do you feel as the listeners should, and by the way, I have a bill for about $143 of that $400. is from service from my previous place, which I agree. I owe that. I got the service at the old place. But here's the question to you all. Should I pay that $143 that I know I owe or wait and use it as leverage until this thing gets resolved? Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Peggy, thanks for holding down in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. What say you?
I am so glad I tuned into you today. So I live in Brooklyn, Wisconsin, in the country, and we have Frontier.
All
Frontier
right.
added a whole new subdivision onto our box. And ever since they did that, they can't handle the load.
Wow.
It's out more than it's in. As a matter of fact, right now it's out. And they told me that they set me up an appointment in 3 weeks. I said, no, you don't get it. And they said, well, we have to come into your house and check to see if it's in-house. I said, no, it isn't in-house. It's totally out because I called my neighbor. He's out too. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, well, then maybe it's our problem. So then they called me again and said, so we have an appointment for you like September 9th. I went, no, I don't need an appointment. It's not in the house. So anyways, long story short, we just got fiber put in for Spectrum and my entire neighborhood. I actually stood at the recycling center 2 weeks ago and interviewed 90% of my neighbors
mm-hmm.
and said, are you going to go with Spectrum? Why? Da, 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 da. So this is what so I pay $85.14 per Frontier.
Uh-huh.
I pay for three lines with U.S. Cellular $179,
mm-hmm.
and that's for everything.
Right.
So you add those two bills together. Spectrum will give me $134 if I own my three phones, and the bill will be only $134 total for internet and my three phone service. Which sounds really cool,
right.
But I'm like, I keep hearing Spectrum's having a lot of issues.
Well,
I'm definitely not going with Spectrum.
Well, you know, and look, I think to your point, right? You've had problems with Frontier. Other people have problems with AT&T. I don't know that there's any company that where there's a high satisfaction rating. And this,
well, the sad thing about it is 95% of the time, I don't even use my laptop. I'm retired.
Sure.
But every time I got to go on there and print something off and send it in, like today I had two projects to do,
yep.
The internet's down.
Right.
I'm like, are you kidding me? And this happens about, and then when my husband and I finally sit down to watch something on Netflix, we haven't watched it all week long. We sit right. down and I have no internet. I look at my husband and he's like, this thing's never up. I'm like,
and let me hasten to add this. I've been a Spectrum customer for, I don't know, 25, 30 years myself. And I will say that generally speaking, the internet for Spectrum is much more reliable than their cable service, in my personal experience. So, you know, take that for what it is. Also, I found out, and this is something the one Spectrum technician told me, the router that you have. So I have Spectrum internet. I use their modem, but I have my own router. My router was like 4 years old. Well, it turns out it was already outdated because of the way, I'm not going to get into all the specifics, but there's basically an updated router that you have to have now to really better. So, I mean, one thing, people should check their router. But this is, Peggy, I cannot thank you enough for your call. Quickly, do you think I'm right or wrong? Do you think I should pay the $143 that I owe?
No.
Use it as leverage.
No. Use it as leverage.
Peggy, you're spectacular. Thanks for tuning in. More calls the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Brittany Shepherd. Idalia strengthening as it churns in the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to make landfall north of Cedar Key on Florida's west coast tomorrow morning. National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan says today is the last day to get out of the path of what he calls a catastrophic event.
We have hurricane warnings in effect in places like Valdosta, Tallahassee, up here into portions of the northern Florida peninsula. So there's going to be significant wind impacts, potentially long duration power outages. So people are going to want to be in their safe place by tonight.
Job postings in July dropped. Business is scaling back more than expected. The second report shows that consumer confidence is down with stubborn inflation lingering and high interest rates cutting into budgets. Police at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, still don't have a motive for the deadly killing of a faculty member yesterday in a science lab. Amazon is testing a new minimum shipping threshold, with $35 up from the $25. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, a boater was found dead near Cedar Swamp Island on the Chippewa Flowage in the town of Hunter on Friday. Authorities say they received a call about an abandoned boat floating near Cedar Swamp Island, but found the boat unoccupied with only fishing gear in it. Their investigation found 74-year-old Lowell Teske of Winter, Wisconsin, had gone fishing that morning, but was found dead in the water on Monday. According to an Axios report, Wisconsin has the highest rate of vaccine exemptions for kindergartners in the Midwest. The rate of kindergarten students with vaccine exemptions reportedly doubled between 2012 and 2022 to 6.7%. The report comes as Wisconsin health officials are encouraging parents to have their children vaccinated ahead of the school year. The report also cited concerns over the COVID-19 vaccine as contributing to the increase in vaccine exemptions, even though a COVID-19 vaccine isn't required. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. Glad to have you. Speaking of Spectrum and your cable internet horror stories. In particular, mine was with Spectrum, formerly known as Charter. Peggy called in. She said she had problems with Frontier, looking at maybe going to Spectrum. I'll say this, Peggy, because she said she's currently, she said these figures herself on the air, so I think I can repeat them. She said she was paid $85.14 with Spectrum for her three U.S. cellular lines, $179. And Spectrum claims they could do her three cell lines plus what Frontier is doing for in the house for $134.
My question is for how long?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, Peggy, be careful. Make sure you ask them and make sure, because what they do at Spectrum, at least, I'm sure other places do too, it's an introductory 12-month offer at that price. Then after 12 months, you have to call and renegotiate with them, essentially threaten to leave, and then they might give you that price again, or they might not. But as Angela Channing on Falcon Crest once said, we'll leave the problems of the future to the future. That's one way to look at it. What is your Spectrum Charter experience or your internet home experience or business? Give us your take. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Also, my bill now, as I said, I've been at my new place for over 2 months. I've gone through 4 technicians, multiple phone calls, probably 4.5, 5 hours on the phone, and 3 trips to my local Spectrum office. Bill is in the $400 area. I admit I owe $143 from my previous address. Should I pay that, or should I use it as leverage until I get this resolved with Spectrum? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, what say you?
Yeah, I currently have Frontier. I think I pay on the $85.14 a month for network and phone service. That and for TV, I mean, I got 30 some channels with just over the air anyway. So I mean, that's enough for me.
Sure.
That as far as for TV, but you know, my problem with Frontier is they just said, well, we upgraded. You know, they apparently, you know, got incorporated with Verizon, and that apparently, so I had to update my email account, and that was kind of a big hassle because it didn't work, and it didn't work, and then they, mm-hmm. you know, so I had to call and sit with the tech, and they worked that all over the phone. My beef with Spectrum is they keep putting up signs and little flags up in my yard, like they're wiring to, you know, running new wire to the house, and I go, I don't have a Spectrum. I mean, I don't know if it's just the wiring that, just universal wiring, but mm-hmm. I mean, that, you know, that I ain't going to be switching to Spectrum anytime soon, and that I don't think, and that it just is, you know, just another utility. They should all be running off the same utility line. I mean, that it's ridiculous that we have to have the multiple lines of stuff. They should just be leasing, you know, there should be one line running in, and they can all go out, you know, depending on who your service provider is, they can fight that out amongst themselves rather than having, you know, here there's TDS here in this, mm-hmm. and, Prairie to Sac is also TDS here and probably some other local providers.
Bug Tussle is out there as well. Bug Tussle is one of the smaller local ones. And I, Mark, you know, you're a political guy, or you have a political ear to the ground. I find it frustrating that legislators and congresspeople continue to take big money from corporate big tech companies, and you have smaller, and again, this is supposed to be a Republican thing, right? And, you know, help small business, put local control, but you've got these local folks in Wisconsin who are local, small, independent telecoms who are basically being shut out because of the legislation in this state and in this country.
Well, again, that's probably ridiculous. I was just, for some reason, I found my old copy of the Confederate Constitution, and as I've said before, there's no provision for the general welfare in there. There's, you know, some provisions, and I guess to promote commerce. But in our national constitution, as well as our state constitution, there's something called the general welfare clause.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be actually promoting the general welfare. And part of that general welfare is maintaining public infrastructure, which at this point in time has evolved into internet service, and it should be, you know, considered a public utility, and that regulated as such, and the only way we get it, you know, it's like when they electrified the country, you know, the old REA, brought electricity to all points hither and yon, and they should be doing the same thing with internet and cable services. I mean, and they should be a regulated industry, and it shouldn't cost us an arm and a leg here. Apparently, over in Europe, you get a lot more for a lot less.
Yeah. I agree, Mark. I really agree. Let me ask before I let you go, what say you? Should I pay the $143 that I know I owe from my previous address, or should I wait until Spectrum gets resolved after now 2 months of not having the service that I want? Should I pay that $143, or should I hold it over their head for leverage?
Well, I think because it's your previously provided service, and I take it that service was actually provided.
Correct.
I think you probably should pay that back, pay that in. But any new charges, you should withhold that until they actually get things up and right. And they should actually comp you for the hassle they put you through.
And see, that's my point. I think you're right. I don't deny the $143, but I think that they should not only, you know, not make me pay or comp me, take this charges off for the last 2 months when I have not been getting the services, but I feel for, you know, my time and my you know, driving all over Madison, I think I should get an additional credit for that. Is that unreasonable?
I don't think so, because you think that that'd be good. That would be good. Good public relations, for one thing, because right now, you know, Spectrum is getting their head handed to them. You know, based on this little conversation that you're having over the air, that you know, people are, you know, plugging into this and hearing this, and word of mouth is can hurt a business, and that, you know, there's you know, some bad events can actually, you know, cost you business. You know, they should be thinking about that, and they should be you know, thinking about how can we make this customer really happy, and then you know get a positive report from you, and then other people, you feel more comfortable going to Spectrum. But in this particular case, people hear this kind of thing. I don't know if I want to go to Spectrum.
Peggy from Brooklyn
has felt that way. You'll get this, Mark. Comparability.com. They compare Fortune 500 companies and their Spectrum team. And they take a survey of people who work for the company. And according to people who work for Spectrum, their executive team, according to comparability.com, is rated a D. And out of, you know, A, B, C, D, F, is rated a D. And it's led by CEO Thomas M. Rutledge, who also gets a very low grade. What they did is they compared Cox Media Group, T-Mobile, Comcast, Frontier Communications, Verizon, and Spectrum. And of all of those companies, all six, within their own employees, Spectrum rated dead last. How about that?
Well, I think he probably gets a D rating, but he probably gets an A-plus in terms of salary.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure. Like so many other corporate CEOs, right? Mark, I can't thank you enough. Always a pleasure to get your perspective. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, brother.
I appreciate you. Mark from the SAC. What do you think on this? What's your Spectrum horror story or your telecom story? And do you think that I ought to pay this $143 that I admit I owe from my previous location? Or do you think I should use it as leverage moving forward? Our friend Jeff Perry texts this in. He's in Deerfield. He says, Spectrum is the only game in town for high-speed internet. Years ago, we canceled their TV service. The internet goes down pretty regularly. Fun for someone working from home, as he says that tongue-in-cheek. Ask them, he says to me, ask them to refund you for the time and the outage if you want a good laugh. Well, that's true. He says, he votes in, and he said, don't pay the $143. Now, Mark is, I think his background is in government and might be an attorney, too. So he's probably giving me good legal advice, right? What say you? Should I pay the $143 or what's your Spectrum horror story? 844.
We do also have some texts if we want to share those.
Yeah, I was going to take the call and we'll go back to the text line. Okay. Just 1 second. So 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Matt, listening here in Madison on WMDX. Matt, what say you?
Hey, Todd. Love this show. The previous caller mentioned utility service and Europe. Apparently in France, where they're protesting about the retirement age, internet's considered a public utility there. And combined with cable, the average French citizen pays about $40 a month, American.
Wow.
I'm paying close to 100 for my Spectrum. And nowadays, if you try to switch from carrier to carrier to save money, they will lock you out of that nowadays.
Really?
Because they share info. And, yeah, it should be a public utility. You can't get a job without internet. You can't really survive in today's world without it. And we're getting ripped off across the board. So that's my 2 cents.
Great call. Appreciate the perspective, Matt. Appreciate the perspective of overseas as well. Thank you so much, Matt in Madison. What do you think of your Spectrum horror story? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. As Mr. Zomer said from the text line, WAUK, Matt from Germantown. He's texting in on the Civic Media app. He said, quote, I've had horrible experiences with AT&T and Spectrum. With Spectrum, besides them raising the bill multiple times after telling me I was out of promotions and that it would never change. When we moved into our new house, they had to come out because the internet was barely working. The signal was too strong coming into the house. How can too strong of a signal cause the internet to fail? That's a great question. And again, I've gone through four Spectrum techs. Tonight will be my fifth one. And they bring the same equipment. They plug it into the same outlet, but they tell me completely different things. I mean, this is just, it's crazy.
The issue, I think, is that the training seems to be inconsistent. I mean, I'm sure it is between contractors and internal people.
Sure.
That makes sense. But these problems are sometimes complicated. Splitting it between an inside guy and an outside guy and not having them there at the same time so they can communicate the problem doesn't make any sense. But that's how they do it because there's so much bureaucracy in these companies.
Also off the tech line, WAUK down in Waukesha said about 1.5 years ago, I had another ISP. About every 3 to 6 months, their charges, that is, went up by $10. When I called the rep that went got to the management level, and they said, quote, sorry, we just can't do anything about that, unquote. Caller says, I contacted Spectrum, and they gave me the same as my original price from the other guys. It has not changed since. In fact, due to a federal program, it was cheaper for several months. Service has been fast with no significant outages either. So that's my Spectrum experience. Well, very good. Appreciate that. Here's Jeff from Shorewood, listening on WAUK. Says, I'm in Milwaukee County. Not much competition here on cable, TV, or internet. Not sure on your leverage. All right. Appreciate that. Listening in. What do you think? What's your telecom or Spectrum horror story? And should Todd pay the $143 that I know I owe from my previous address? Or should I hold on to that and try to use that as leverage to get my Spectrum service fixed, now going on 2 months? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Oak Creek. Kim in Oak Creek, what say you?
Hi. I just switched to Spectrum. I had TDS, but they dropped the voice line, so we had to switch over. Went to Spectrum. Had it for 3 weeks, and I've had three price changes since then.
Wow.
With no change in service.
Wow.
So I'm on my way home now to argue with them about these price changes because I don't know why they're changing them.
Right. Here's a pro tip, Kim, based on my experience. Have yourself a beverage, whatever beverage helps you relax, and then just approach it calm. Because I think, I mean, these poor people answering the phone, it's not their fault, right? And I think that the kinder you are to them, I've seemed to gotten further, but that's my experience.
I also have one other tip.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm all for that, but I'm just confused as why they think they can keep changing rates without your permission, because they can't change your bill unless you tell them.
Right, Mr. Zomers?
As far as you paying your bill,
yeah.
I would tell you to pay it because you're going to be late, and they're going to hit you with late fees and late charges left and right, because it is a service that you did get.
Mm-hmm.
But
all right.
I'd still want to talk to somebody high up and
appreciate
ask for
that.
A discount.
Kim in Oak Creek, appreciate you calling. Barb in Sussex, hang on. You're next on the other side of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level out for around 49. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Bright sunshine expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 78. 85 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 75.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on Tuesday, August 29th. Talking about Spectrum horror stories or your telecom horror stories. I am going on now over 2 months since I moved into a new place. I've gone through 4 Spectrum people, a fifth one on the way tonight, 3 trips to my local Spectrum store, and without exaggeration, between 4 and 5 hours on the phone with both technicians and billing people. And still, after now over 2 months, do not have the service that I'm paying for. And I admit that I owe $143 my previous location, but should I pay that or should I hold on to it and use it as leverage to try to get this resolved? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mr. Somers, you had a pro tip for our last caller who is headed home to ask Spectrum why their rates have gone up, I think she said, 3 times.
In 3 weeks.
In three weeks.
Which
is
crazy.
Go ahead.
It's also a good idea. Besides, you know, have a beverage of your choice. Just calm down, sit and be as patient as you can and explain everything fully. To think about when you're calling. I know one of my roommates had called Spectrum, specifically Spectrum, on a Sunday afternoon a couple of times and they had really good results.
Really?
Okay. Otherwise, it's always a good idea to call if your work or home schedule allows it, first thing when the customer service opens in the morning.
So they're fresh.
Yes, so all right, that you can get in the front of the line.
All right. All good.
And also, Mondays and Fridays are bad days to call if you can avoid it.
Also a terrible day to get your oil changed. Because the mechanics don't want it. You know, they're tired for the weekend.
They're busy.
And they're getting to look out of town on Friday. So, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, always the best time to have your vehicle worked on as well. What say you on the Spectrum issue? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Barb in Sussex. We appreciate you holding. Barb, what say you?
Okay. Years back, I don't know how many years ago it was, maybe 7 years ago, 5 years ago, the service guy came to put a new cord in my living room to move the TV. And he went in the basement and he put the drill in and he was drilling my carpeting. They kept going around him, and I'm yelling at him, stop. Yeah. I had a big, big, huge, you know, strip that came out of the carpeting. Then he comes, and he puts a hole in my wall, and he goes, well, that goes to nowhere. Just go put a cover over it or whatever. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? So then I asked to talk to his manager, and I don't know what he said, and I go, do you think? I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? You ruined my carpeting. You got a hole in my wall that goes nowhere. So then I talked to them, and they only would go so far. They would put the carpeting in, but they wouldn't do the stairway. Well, that goes with the carpeting.
Right.
So I kept arguing with them and painting the living room because they put the hole in the wall. I wanted that patched up. Well, anyways, they ended up threatening me with a lawyer. I couldn't afford a lawyer, so I never got any result from it.
They threatened to sue you.
Not sue me, but, you know, that the lawyer would say we aren't responsible for that.
Wow. And this was with Spectrum or who?
Spectrum, yep.
Wow.
Or else it was, what were they to begin with?
Charter. Charter Communications.
No, it wasn't Charter. So it was Spectrum.
All right.
Spectrum.
Well, I have not had physical damage to my property, so I think you win. You win the stories for today, Barb. I'm sorry for your. So do you still have them, or who do you have now?
I still have Spectrum because, you know,
that's the only game in town, right? Sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You don't always have a choice.
A dish, and I didn't want that.
Right.
So, and they never resolved the problem at all.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry for your problem, but at least you know you're in good company. A lot of us have been there, so.
Yeah, I'm listening to it. I'm like, oh, yeah, they do raise the prices all the time and don't tell you, and wow. It's ridiculous. I think we've got now where we can get T-Mobile or Verizon for internet, so I might change that and go with regular TV.
Who knows, right?
I do not like Spectrum at all.
Appreciate your call. Appreciate listening, Barb and Sussex. Thanks so much. Have a great day. What's your thoughts? 844-967-2789. Have you had a Spectrum horror story like Barb or another telecom? Are you frustrated? Today is a day to vent. And as I've said before, Tammy Baldwin sits on the Senate committee that oversees Spectrum and all telecoms. So hopefully she or somebody from her staff is listening in. The First Lady is in town, by the way. Wouldn't it be great if Senator Baldwin was riding to the next event and they turned this on and Dr. Jill Biden was listening?
That'd be something.
Dr. Biden, we'd love some help out here. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Carla here in Madison on WMDX. Carla, what say you?
Well, I don't usually handle any of the Spectrum or T-Mobile or anything like that, but my husband will always call, and what he does is he is very vague with whoever's on the phone. He'll say, I have trouble with my billing or whatever it is, and I'd like to speak to your manager.
Right.
So he goes up the chain before he ever tells the story. He's like, are you the head manager or whatever? They say, well, I am over this department. I need to speak to your manager. And he'll go, before he ever tells the problem, he goes all the way to the top. And he always gets a result, and sometimes we get a pony. That's our joke, is we get a pony. So he'll get, three free months or whatever it is he gets. But
that is a great tip. That is a great tip, Carl. Now, I know, like, when you call the automated service and they say, one for this, they want you to go. I do know if you just say, speak to a representative and say it repeatedly, and the thing through AI can tell if you're upset by the level of your voice. If you basically yell or scream, speak to a representative, you'll get through quicker. I do know that. But this is a great tip to go right to the top. That's great. That's great advice, Carla.
Yeah, and he doesn't waste his time telling the story to everybody. He's very vague, and I just need to speak to your manager. And so he gets all the way to the top.
That is great. Carla, do you think I should pay the $143 or use it as leverage?
It depends on if it starts to affect your credit or anything like that.
Right.
But yeah, I would use it as leverage for as long as I can, for sure.
All right. Carla, thanks so much. Appreciate you listening to Madison. Have a great day, Carla. Great call. I don't know, Mr. Zomers, Miss Linda, she says I should pay the $143 right up front, but she is she has to have the best credit in America.
Right.
She has a score of like 1,000+.
I know I would be paying it up front. Whether or not I should, I don't know, but I'd feel bad if I didn't, honestly.
It seems like the callers were kind of split today, right?
Yeah.
On whether I should. So maybe I'll wait until tonight. I'll see what happens tonight. And then maybe I'll pay the $143 to get out of the way and then just be relentless. I think Carla's right, right? Ask Google right to the top.
It sucks to do that because it just, I don't know, the bureaucracy makes it so that all the people lower on the chain just can't do anything, even if they're good at their jobs.
Right. I think that's very true. Well, I appreciate all the calls. I appreciate the input. I think it's, what this just proves, this last hour, we have a problem with our telecoms and we will stay on it. Here at the All Ball Show. Back with more next, including Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call on the other side. Tuesday Tangents with Luke. The Brewers are on a streak. Don't go anywhere. More of the Town All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Brad.